Finally, this being Monday, we thought you'd like to hear about a musical time bomb that goes off every Monday night in Buenos Aires, Argentina. It's a performance by a group of acoustic drummers. Reporter David Summerstein tells us about them.
It's 8 in the evening, before many Argentines have even sat down to dinner. A big crowd's gathered in the courtyard of an old oil factory turned community center in the bustling neighborhood of Once. 18 drummers in bright red jumpsuits jog on stage and line up in a wide arc. A conductor counts out a beat, and La Bomba de Tiempo, the time bomb, explodes. There's booming Brazilian zurdos, Uruguayan candombes, congas, djembes, a kind of bongo drum, shakers and cowbells. The conductor flashes a flurry of signs with his hands and fingers, even his head and feet, like a third base coach in baseball. He stops the band on a dime, turns around and salutes the crowd, and then fires up La Bomba again. La Bomba de Tiempo's two-hour show is one long improvisation. Songs can last 20 minutes.
Every concert is different. We don't know what is going to happen, and it is a kind of a game, a sport.
Santiago Vázquez is the founder of La Bomba de Tiempo. He says Argentina lacks the rhythmic traditions of other countries of South America, so he set out to create one based on improvisation. But there was a problem.
It's too chaotic for just normal people to enjoy.
So taking inspiration from American free jazz conductor Butch Morris, Vázquez created a complex system of more than 100 hand gestures. They can tell one drummer to copy another, to speed up to double time, to change time signatures, to start, to stop.
To synthesize the improvisation, to make it in a very organic way, that would be almost like if it was a traditional rhythm. Something genuine comes from improvisation, and the order comes from signs.
The result, says Vázquez, is what he calls an acoustic rave that's drawn up to 3,000 fans every Monday night for 5.5 years. It's a bohemian crowd, with hardcore regulars doing trance-like twirls, breakdancers practicing their moves.
And I also see people coming from the office, really with the tie and everything, you know, like and they finish working, finally we got to La Bomba and we just let it flow. and then other people that is planning, you know, they like, on Monday we go and then we dress up a little bit and we are going to find some girls or something. And everything can happen there, yeah.
La Bomba's drummers are some of the best from across the city. Mondays are the only nights they can step away from their regular weekend gigs and relish in their common love of percussion. Pablo Bendov plays djembe. He says La Bomba channels Argentines' passion for soccer, the improvisation of dribbling and passing, the unknown result at the end of the game.
There are some rules to be followed, but the content is like new every time. So people that come every Monday, they having a different experience every Monday.
La Bomba founder Santiago Vázquez teaches his system of signs at a local university now. Percussion orchestras are sprouting up in Chile, Brazil, and one in New York City. The signs are even being used experimentally as musical therapy for people with disabilities and to communicate musical ideas to deaf children. Vázquez says he'd like the group to tour someday, but for now, he's committed to Monday nights at the old oil factory and the thrill, the playfulness, and the unpredictability of La Bomba de Tiempo's rhythm game. For The World, I'm David Summerstein in Buenos Aires.
You can see a video of La Bomba de Tiempo in action at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.